Update 12 p.m. The Coquihalla Highway from Hope to Merritt has reopened. In DriveBC's latest update, it was announced the stretch of highway is open in both directions but no stopping is permitted due to continued wildfire activity. However, the Ministry of Transportation and Transit also commented on the highway's reopening, saying drivers should be prepared for the possibility of the highway closing again. Due to the proximity of the fire, drivers should be prepared for the Coquihalla Highway to be closed with minimal notice, stated a press release. Drivers are advised to not stop in the fire zone. Intermittent lane closures and poor visibility is also to be expected as crews continue to assess and repair roadside damage while working in smoking conditions. Additionally, the blaze has affected cell phone coverage in the area. There is currently no coverage on sections of the highway. Because of the evacuation orders that are in place, the Britton Creek and Coquihalla Lakes washroom facilities are closed, as well as the Juliet, Mine Creek, and Falls Lake exits. The highway is being closely monitored, with ministry and maintenance contractor staff on site to assess visibility and ensure the road remains safe for travel. Additional signage along the highway will warn drivers of reduced visibility and the increased risk of wildlife. The Fraser Valley Regional District, FVRD, has issued an evacuation order for two properties in the Coquihalla Lakes area due to the Mine Creek wildfire near Hope. An evacuation order has been issued for Coquihalla Lake Lodge, 35,600 Coquihalla Lakes Road, and Coquihalla Summit Snowmobile Club, 2 Lamine Forest Service Road. The order was issued on Thursday, September 4, at 6 p.m. This is the second evacuation order issued for the Mine Creek wildfire, which is estimated at 1,900 hectares and is located 44 kilometers northeast of Hope. An evacuation order has also been issued by the Thompson-Nicola Regional District, TNRD, for 6,705 Juliet Drive in Electoral Area, N. The two evacuation alerts issued by FVRD and TNRD are still in place as well for 84 addressed properties in Electoral Area, N, Beautiful Nicola Valley, South, and the Coquihalla Lakes area. Impacted areas are as follows. The community of Brookmere. All properties on Murray Lake and Macaw Murray FSR. All properties along the Coquihalla Highway south of the Larson Hill exit, exit 250, to the southern TNRD border at the Britton Creek rest area. The Coquihalla Summit Recreation Area north to the boundary of the TNRD. The Coquihalla Highway remains closed between Hope and Merritt due to the wildfire. The wildfire was discovered on Monday, September 1, and is believed to be caused by lightning. It is a highly visible fire and plumes of smoke can be seen in Hope. With files from Jen Zielinski. Update to follow. Original. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District, TNRD, and the Fraser Valley Regional District, FVRD, has issued an evacuation order and two evacuation alerts due to the Mine Creek wildfire. An evacuation order has been issued for 6705 Juliet Drive in Electoral Area, N, for the blaze which, according to BC Wildfire Service's latest update, is approximately 1,900 hectares as of 7:23 a.m. on Thursday, September 4. Evacuation alerts were also issued by TNRD for 84 addressed properties in Electoral Area, N, Beautiful Nicola Valley, South, and by FVRD for the Coquihalla Lakes area. Impacted areas are as follows. The community of Brookmere, all properties on Murray Lake and Macaw Murray FSR, all properties along the Coquihalla Highway south of the Larson Hill exit, exit 250, to the southern TNRD border at the Britton Creek rest area, the Coquihalla Summit Recreation Area north to the boundary of the TNRD. The Coquihalla Highway remains closed between Hope and Merritt due to the wildfire. The wildfire was discovered on Monday, September 1, and is located 44 kilometers northeast of Hope. It is a highly visible fire, causing plumes of smoke that can be seen in Hope. The wildfire is believed to have been sparked by lightning and, according to BC Wildfire, the blaze is burning at rank 2 and 3 fire behavior, meaning, a surface fire, with an organized flame front, and occasional candling along the perimeter. We're expecting fire behavior to increase throughout the day, BC Wildfire said in their latest update. Accessing this fire has been challenging due to multiple bridges being washed out in the area from previous flooding. Today, September 4, crews will be working along the east flank of the fire to establish access where it is safe to do so. 23 firefighters, helicopters, and a structural protection crew are responding to the fire. For those on evacuation order, you must leave immediately, take critical items, medicine, purse, wallet, keys, only if they are immediately available. Take your grab and go bag if you have one prepared. Transport pets in kennels or on a leash. Close gate latches, but do not lock gates. Turn off electric power sources and unplug electrical appliances other than fridges and freezers. Do not turn off your natural gas. FortisBC will turn off natural gas service as needed. Gather your family and, if you have room, take a neighbor or someone needing transportation. Do not use more vehicles than you need to. To receive emergency support services, please self-register through the Evacuee Registration and Assistance Tool, s.gov.bc.ca or call the TNRD Emergency Operations Center at 250-377-7188. For those on evacuation alert, locate all family members and designate a meeting area outside the evacuation area, should an evacuation order be issued while separated. Pack essential items for quick departure, such as government-issued ID, medications, eyeglasses, valuable papers, e.g. insurance, credit, and mortgage information, and immediate care needs for dependents or pets. Pack keepsakes if time permits. Arrange to stay with family or friends, if possible. Prepare to move disabled persons, children and/or neighbors, if assistance is needed. Prepare to take pets with you and move large animals and livestock to a safe area, if possible. If you are a livestock producer, ensure that you have your premise ID if you require support if an evacuation order is issued. Arrange transportation for all your household members. Fill the gas tanks of personal vehicles to be used in case of an evacuation order. If transportation assistance is required, please contact the TNRD at 250-377-7188. For information on evacuation orders and locations of reception centers, refer to eoc.tnrd.ca, www.fvrd.ca, emergencyinfobc.ca, or TNRD and FVRD social media accounts, Facebook, Blue Sky, X, Twitter. To ensure you are getting the most timely and accurate evacuation alert and order information, please use Voyant Alert and subscribe to the TNRD. To register, visit tnrd.ca/voyant. For more information and to access the interactive TNRD emergency map, visit eoc.tnrd.ca. To check on highway closures, visit www.drivebc.ca. Residents can also receive updates at alertable.ca. Update to follow. With files from Jen Zielinski.